This is a tape done with Mrs. Henry Mako, born Renard, in her home on County Inn, the 21st of September, 1976. She speaks here of fishing in that area, especially during the time of her childhood. The interviewer is Linda Green.
Well, I suppose the bunch that went to Belgium is back.
Oh,
well,
not back,
but it's today they're coming back.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have relatives that went?
My brother went and his wife. Yeah.
Okay. Did you think about going?
I don't want to go on the plane. I don't know. I'm too old to go on the plane.
Yeah. You were talking a little bit about your father fishing. And you were a Renard, and I want to make sure that I'm
Was it on there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know.
Oh, you don't hear nothing on the... I don't know how to start.
Well, maybe you could tell me, like, did your father fish ever since you can remember?
Yes, ever since I was a little girl, he used to fish.
What do you remember?
In summer and winter. Them that he always used to wear. Yeah.
Did he farm as well?
Yeah, but we had a little farm, and what do we farm? And in the winter, well, they used to catch lots of fish, huh? Lots of herring, anyway. Yeah, and there's some days they took a ton of them. They got a ton of them. Yeah, by the time they were back from Green Bay, the next day they could go back with another load, and sell them at half a cent a pound, and so. That's the way it was then.
Yeah.
Too bad we think we can't have it the same now, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was your father gone a lot?
Well, it was right close. We were living right close to the bay, huh? Mm-hmm. So. But in winter, well, they had lots of work, you know. We had a great big shed there. And they'd freeze them in there. They had made ice in the shed, and that was work. They had to turn the fresh over, and so they'd be froze by the next morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then when did they take them to Green Bay?
The next day, then. They froze them, and the next day they take them to Green Bay. And sometimes they took them fresh, too. They had enough. They went to Green Bay. And that was, 30 miles, I guess, huh? 30 miles from Green Bay to home. Yeah.
Did they stay over in Green Bay?
They had to stay overnight. Mm-hmm. And they'd go on the bay. They went all up to Green Bay on the bay, on the water. And in summer, well, then they sold their fish. There was a boat that used to come and buy them. And
a boat?
Yeah. And they'd take them to Green Bay. Yeah.
Did you ever go out with your father?
Oh, yes. We used to go on the ice. Huh? It was fun, you know, to see them scoop out of the net. They had great big scoops there, you know. Like a net, but only one. They'd scoop them in there. In the sleigh, sometimes there was a great big sleigh full there on one net. Yeah. Well, that's all they had to live then. Well, sure, that was their main thing. Huh?
Was it more important than farming?
Well, yeah, but what was farming then years ago? Not too much. Huh? Enough, we raised enough food for the cattle, but I don't think we ever sold any grain. We had 4 or 5 cows and. And we were at 8 kids, so it took money, huh? Of course, you could get lots more with $1 and then, and now with 5, huh? Yeah.
Did some of the kids actually help your father?
Well, I was the oldest one. So, no, they were at 3 brothers to go on the ice.
How did they help your father?
Well, they had horses and shovels. It wasn't like years, like now, you know, years ago.
How old were your brothers when they started fishing with your father?
They were at three, at two. They were at three with my dad.
And were they real young when they started?
Oh, well, yes, ever since I could remember me. I think my dad fished since he was a kid, that's what I think. And the other ones too, they were about, I don't know, 15, 16 maybe, or 17, I don't know.
Did your mother ever help your father?
Not on the ice, no. She had enough with 8 kids. Huh? Yeah. Boy, if this generation would see all what we saw anyway, they can't believe it. And it was worse yet when my grandpa and grandma come from the old country. My grandma, but they don't have to.
Well, that's good. I like because we're interested in the history.
My grandpa used to go and get. He was a shoemaker, and he used to go and get his letter on his back to Green Bay, and from where he was now is about six miles from here, and he'd go one day and come back the other day with his letter. And grandma used to stay in her house, stay overnight, sometimes with 7-8 Indians laying on the floor. Wasn't she brave? Yeah. How many times did she did that? But they'd help her. They'd go and get water, you know, I suppose from the river, I imagine, then years ago. And they'd carry her within the house. They'd help her. And she wasn't scared to sleep there with 7 Indians in the house. No. In her family. If it was me, I wouldn't stay with you. Would you? I wouldn't. Not that brief.
Well, did your grandfather do any fishing?
That I don't remember. You know, my grandpa died. I was only 6 weeks old, so I never knew him. But grandma used to. I was just as tall as what I am, and when she died, she always used to say that. And they'd go on thing. They'd bring her partridge and squirrels and rabbits, and she'd cook them for them, I imagine. Yeah.
So was that your father's parents?
Yeah.
That you're talking about
here? Yeah.
So you don't know exactly how your father learned how to fish?
No, that I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Did he fish with other people in this area?
I don't think so. I got to take this off. I think there's something that's on the...
Okay, well, earlier you were saying something about peddlers. Could you describe that to me?
About peddlers? Yeah. Oh, well, when they used to come and get fish, well, they'd peddle them. They'd come and get great big sleighs full.
Now, did they buy those from your...
They'd buy them at half a cent a pound. Yeah, we sold lots and lots, I tell you, like that. Yeah. And that... Well, them years there was lots of fish. Yeah. They used to freeze them. They had a great big shed and they put them in. And at night before all evening usually, they'd turn them one way and then turn them the other way. And then they'd get them ready and put them in a sleigh to go to Green Bay. Yeah.
Did any of your brothers stay in fishing?
No. I only have one brother, but he didn't either. By the time he was big enough, well, fishing was mostly all done. I don't know, it went fast. When the fish went away, they went fast. Huh? Yeah. Now there's no more fish. No.
What did people end up doing when the fish went away?
I suppose they were living with some different kind of... And soon after that, well, everything picked up and they had jobs here and there. And yeah, I remember that time when we went fishing here with Henry's niece. After 4 o'clock, we ate lunch before we went, and we don't think we stayed an hour away. We had a hard time pull up the hill to... I bet we had this much in the back.
2 or 3 feet.
In the back, yeah.
And that was hook and line?
That was hook and line, that.
How did you do that?
Well, you'd have something on your hook. I think it was meat we had on, you know, a little piece of meat on the hook. All we had to do was put the hook in and take it out. And then finally, she got tired. We had to come back. Boy, I wish we could go fishing like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's past. And you don't look that they're putting some in or nothing, huh? It don't look that way, there would be fish. No. You don't go to school then?
Yeah, I go to school too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost finished. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about, you said you cooked a lot of fish.
Yes, I cook a lot of fish.
Yeah, could you tell me something about how you cook them?
Oh, well. Yeah. But you clean them and turn them in flour, pepper and salt, huh? And a little piece of butter and grease or lard, whatever you had. Yeah, there was some days that there was 14, 15 strangers to eat at home. Oh, yes.
Who were those strangers?
With them strangers from all over. From Rosier, Lincoln, Tonnet, Green Bay. They'd come and get loads of fish and they'd go and peddle them.
And they would eat at your house?
They'd eat at our house.
Now, did they pay for those meals?
Never pay for meals then. It was free then. Well, you know, you couldn't do nothing else. They'd come and get a load of fish, well. If it was now, well, it wouldn't be like that anymore. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't get them at half a cent a pound either.
You said something about cooking the fish in vinegar, too.
Oh, well, that's you put the fish in the oven and with the onions and salt and put a layer of fish and a layer of pepper and salt and onions and mustard. And then until your dish is full, then you pour vinegar on till they cook. So that's easy, yeah. Yeah.
Now, was that when you had an indoor oven?
No. You always put them in there. I always put them in the stove here, in the oven.
Did your mother cook fish like that?
Oh, yes. She cooked lots. Yeah.
Was it her job to clean them?
Well, we'd clean them and we'd do anything. We'd have to cook them and clean them. Sometimes we had to clean them too.
Was that the girl's job or did the boys help?
No, everybody's job. Sometimes Pa used to do it, and depends the time that they had. Yeah, there was lots.
Did your mother have chores to do around the farm?
Well, we had the milk, huh? We had chickens, and we had pigs, and we had a few cows. And then, years ago, we used to make all the butter. We didn't haul the milk. We had to separate every morning and every night. Then make the butter then. Yeah. There's lots, well, they don't believe all that. They don't.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's very different from now on. No. That's the way it was then.
How did you feel about when your husband went out in the ice and It was sort of dangerous sometimes, wasn't it?
No. Never go when the ice was no good, though. No. He used to fish for our neighbor here. Them, they were fishing summer and winter. But they never went. They never went. They never went when the ice wasn't that right. They always had the nets out before it used to thaw enough to. No. Was no use to get scared anyway. It wouldn't do any good. Yeah.
But did he spend much time on the ice?
Well, it depends. Sometimes he'd stay all day, huh? They had to set the nets, yeah, and left him too. There's some days they'd stay all day. Yeah.
Who were the neighbors that you just mentioned? Were they Belgian people too?
No, they weren't. Well, John Peltier, they used to, we worked for. But they weren't Belgians.
Hmm. Do you know where they were from?
And one winter he fished with my dad then.
Was that after you were married?
Yeah.
Well, did you spend mostly Walloon?
Yeah. That's what we are. That's what I know the best.
Yeah, that's your first language.
Yeah. The Belge. Yeah.
But how did they talk to your neighbor then? If your neighbor, well, your neighbor didn't speak Belgian?
No. Well, we talk English, huh? We could talk English. After we went to school, well, we could talk English, huh? Yeah.
Were there very many other people around here that weren't Belgian?
No, there was only them.
Hmm. Were they different?
They were good people. They didn't like anybody else. We always had good neighbor. I can get along with my neighbors, me, all of them.
Whoever they are.
Whoever they are, I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
If you want.